Last Ditch by Nio Marsh. Read by James Saxon. Chapter 1. Deep Cove. With all their easy-going behaviour, there was, nevertheless, something rarefied about the Pharamonds. Or so, on his first encounter with them, did it seem to Ricky Allen. Even before they came into their drawing-room, he had begun to collect this impression of its owners. It was a large, eccentric, and attractive room, with lemon-coloured walls, polished floor, and exquisite, grubby Chinese rugs. The two dominant pictures, facing each other at opposite ends of the room, were of an irritable gentleman in uniform and a lavishly bosomed, impatient lady, brandishing an implacable fan. Elsewhere he saw, with surprise, several unframed sketches drawing pinned to the walls, one of them being of a free, if not lewd, character. He had blinked his way round these incompatibles, and had turned to the windows and the vastness of sky and sea beyond them, when Jasper Pharamond came quickly in. "Ricky Allen," he stated, "how pleasant. We're all delighted." He took Ricky's hand, gaily tossed it away, and waved him into a chair. "You're like both your parents," he observed. "Clever of you." Ricky, feeling inadequate, said his parents sent their best remembrances, and had talked a great deal about the voyage they had taken with the Pharamonds as fellow passengers. "They were so nice to us," Jasper said. "You can't think. VIPs as they were, and all. They don't feel much like VIPs. Which is one of the reasons one likes them, of course. But do tell me, exactly why have you come to the island, and is the lodging Julia found endurable?" Feeling himself blush, Ricky said he hoped he had come to work through the long vacation.